I'm going to roam a little bit so that I can see everybody. At the podium, everybody's blocked behind those pillars, so together. Now, the gospel wonderfully proclaims that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus, and that Spirit of the Lord anointed him to bring glad tidings to the poor. And that's really where we begin. The question for us becomes, you know, do we really believe that? Do we really believe that the Spirit of God came upon Jesus and that he's been anointed to bring glad tidings to the poor? The poor, by the way, all of us, called to be poor in spirit and letting that spirit touch us too. We come back to Jesus, and anointed and the anointed one in the scriptures really means the Christ, the Savior, the Lord of our lives. And that becomes really the first question for us. Is Jesus the Lord of our life? Do we find ourselves drawn into that relationship such that no one and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ? It's a powerful moment, St. Paul tells us. And it invites us into such a love relationship that we are really lifted up and anointed with Christ. And our anointing happened in our baptisms, no matter which church you go to, in your baptisms. And letting the baptism of Christ really take root in our hearts. And that's what we bring to our classrooms. That's what we bring to the offices that we serve in. So both the principals and the staff and all of our teachers, it is really the call of Christ, his anointing for us to bring glad tidings to the poor, meaning the students. In one sense, they're poor. In one sense, they're poor because they do not know yet what they need to know. Or, when we get up to the high school level, they think they know what they need to know. But there needs to be an adjustment, a loving adjustment that happens. I remember one teacher shared a story, and it was a student named Liam. And Liam, in Spanish, the word would be travieso, like a clown, gets into everything. So this one particular day, we'll call her Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones was having a tough day. And Liam, of course, was having his kind of a day. Now, it was a tough family life, she knew that. And Liam was driving her nuts. And so she wrote down a prayer for herself. And her first thought was, Lord, Liam is really causing me to go nuts today. Please assume me into heaven now. But what she wrote was, Liam is having a very difficult day, Lord. Help him to become the person you are calling him to be. That's what she wrote. Now, the story doesn't end there. It continues. Liam figured out a way to steal the note or the prayer. That's the kind of travieso he was. And when he read it at a sixth grader, it really didn't make a whole lot of sense for him. But 10 years later, he had put it in his Bible, and when he opened his Bible, the note fell out from Mrs. Jones. And that day, he was planning to do something really bad, really, really bad, because he was already beyond teenager or right after teenager. And he read the note from Mrs. Jones, and the prayer hit him finally. The prayer hit him. You know, Liam is having a very bad day today. Lord, make him the person he is called to be. And he decided not to do what he was going to do. It's those subtle moments in your classrooms, in your schools, that the Lord works. The Lord works. Sometimes your first instinct maybe. Okay? But that's not who the Lord is calling you to be. Sometimes it's the second instinct, being called to prayer. Because we are all anointed to bring glad tidings to the poor. All of us. Every single one of us. And yes, we may have some bad days, but it's turning those moments into God moments. Turning those moments and letting God speak through you to those students, or to that parent, or to that family, whoever it may be. It is the love of Christ that you are anointed through your baptisms to share with each and every one of your students, and even faculty and staff. I always imagine a school that truly does love one another, faculty and staff, that when you walk into the faculty room, there is really a joy that you're all anointed, you're all blessed, you're all baptized in Christ, and that's the love you share with each other to bring Christ's love to each other. So during this Eucharist, let's pray that the Spirit of anointing may come upon each of us, that same Spirit that touched Jesus Christ. And that Spirit may unite us to Jesus Christ such that no one and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.